Let's go to Connor, who is on the phone. Hello, Connor.
Oh, hello.
What can we do for yourself?
I read somewhere that it was discovered that the inner core of the Earth was solid because shear waves had passed through it, and they can't pass through a liquid. Well, since the inner core is solid and the outer core is liquid, how did the shear waves pass through the outer liquid core in order to get to the detectors?
A shear wave is, so there's two different main kind of waves. One is a pressure wave. It's like a sound wave whereby the movement, the wobble is in the same direction as the wave is traveling. And a shear wave is like a wave on a string. So it's at right angles the way it's traveling. In a liquid, you can't get any shear waves except on the surface. So in the bulk of a liquid, in the body of a liquid, all the waves must be pressure waves or fluid of any kind, so in a gas as well. But at the surface of a liquid, you can get shear waves. And you can get shear waves created when a pressure wave hits a surface. So basically, the way they've found out that the centre of the Earth is solid is that when waves created by earthquakes on the surface go down, they get hit the liquid outer core, and then when they go from the liquid outer core into the solid inner core, you get an extra wave going off at right angles in a strange direction, which could only be because it's going to be a shear wave, and then you see the results of that coming out through the liquid outer core and bouncing off to an earthquake station on the wrong side of the planet where it shouldn't be. And the only way you can explain those waves getting to the earthquake station there is if the centre of the Earth is solid and there's a shear wave going through it.
Connor, thank you very much for the question.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith with special guest insect expert Ian Burgess this week. Keep your questions coming in. Email chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientists.